This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. We've seen some extraordinary examples of medical censorship in the last few weeks, but the one thing that has the medical industry terrified, absolutely terrified, is this new cancer docu-series called The Truth About Cancer. And I'm going to talk about censorship here and some of the other items that are being censored, but if you'd like to take part in this, it begins April 12th. It's free. Listen to The Truth About Cancer from cancer experts. Lots of interviews, amazing people, truly life-saving information. Just go to naturalnews.com/cancer summit. That's naturalnews.com/cancer summit. Enter that into any browser. Now, getting to censorship, remember the Vaxxed documentary, which Robert De Niro pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival after being pressured by the Sloan Foundation, which is a Nazi collaborating, founded by a Nazi collaborator named Alfred P. Sloan. And that guy, who was the former head of General Motors, he helped the Nazis build, accelerate and fast-track weapons factories so they could invade more European nations. He was a eugenicist, and he hated black people, and he hated Jewish people, and he founded the Sloan Foundation to start handing out grant money to filmmakers who created the films that the Sloan Foundation wants to see made. And so the Sloan Foundation has partnerships with Sundance and Tribeca and other film schools and film festivals and theater organizations to infiltrate and influence everything they put out and make sure it's a message that is really sort of in tune with what the founder wanted, you know, the Hitler promoter wanted, where science dominates over man and genetic engineering is the answer to everything and eugenics will clean the human race and, you know, eliminate the what they saw as inferior people and all this kind of stuff. It's insane, but that is what's happening in our film industry today. And then we go to this book called A Mind of Your Own. It's by a doctor named Dr. Kelly Brogan, and this book received a 7-figure publishing contract, $1 million, from a publisher named Harper Wave, and they put a lot of money behind this book. And after Kelly Brogan wrote the book and they tried to launch it, the entire mainstream media censored the book. You ever wonder why? Because the book attacked the science fraud of the antidepressant industry. And the book said you don't need patented chemical drugs to feel happy and healthy and to be uplifted and to have a functioning brain that is inspired and creative and intelligent. All you need, Dr. Brogan wrote, is food, nutrition, holistic therapies, things that are good for you, not things that poison you. And so she bypassed the censorship of the mainstream media, and she gave away the first chapter of her book on the website. I'll give you a link for that in a second. And her book leaped to the top of the bestsellers list. And she's like number one on Amazon now in a category, a pretty big category. And she's on the New York Times bestseller list, or at least has qualified for it. We'll see if they censor her off that list. So she bypassed the entire censorship of the media and made a huge success for her book. And by the way, you can get chapter one. Just go to naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. That's KellyBrogan. naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. Get the first chapter of her book. It's free. You can download it. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that, my own book, I'm also giving away the first chapter. That's at foodforensics.com. We just got that posted, so you can download the first chapter there free of charge. It's a PDF. Just go to foodforensics.com. Check that out. That book comes out July 26th. You can't purchase it yet, but it's pre-ordered on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere else. Anyway, we'll see how much they try to censor that book, too. No doubt, the entire media is going to blackball my book. I actually can't wait. I mean, it's a badge of honor. It's like you're not telling enough truth unless you get censored by the media. Then, you know, yeah, you've really hit something. And so The Truth About Cancer is another one of these things that is being just attacked, smeared, by, of course, the cancer industry. Now, let's be straightforward about this. The cancer industry, by definition, is a for-profit industry that depends on cancer patients to make money. Well, if you're a for-profit industry depending on cancer to make money, how do you make sure people have cancer? Well, one way is you don't ever teach people how to prevent it. You don't let people have access to natural cures that reverse it. And even better, you make sure that the medicines that you use in your cancer practice cause cancer. And so it's no surprise that mammograms cause cancer, and that chemotherapy causes cancer, and that radiation therapy causes cancer. All the medicines, all the interventions, the quote treatments of the cancer industry quite literally promote cancer. That's called repeat business. That's called the profit model of the century, exploiting people's bodies and their suffering and their pain and their death for profit. And that's why you have these doctors, oncologists like Dr. Fareed Fattah in Detroit, Michigan, where a lot of the cancer doctors are criminals. And he got busted by the U.S., well, the FBI and the Department of Justice. They prosecuted him, sent him to jail. Why? Because he was falsely diagnosing healthy people with cancer so he could make money treating them with chemotherapy they didn't need. And then as the chemotherapy started to poison them and their hair would fall out, they'd get sick. He would say, see, the cancer is getting to you. Good thing you're getting treatment. Yeah, this is how these criminals work. Good thing you're getting treatment. Otherwise, that cancer might kill you, even though they never even had cancer. Yeah, that's how evil these people are. Across the entire medical system, what you really have that exists today are criminals, evil people, destroyers of life, greed-driven hucksters, con artists, running oncology centers, running the vaccine programs, running the antidepressant drug advertising and bribery networks that bribe doctors to keep pushing their drugs. The top companies have engaged in felony crimes, and they have been caught, and they have admitted guilt, and they have settled by paying money to the Department of Justice, like GlaxoSmithKline paid billions of dollars to the DOJ so that it could continue to conduct business. Pfizer ran medical experiments on children in Nigeria and got caught and killed some children. Merck, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, Glaxo, all across the board, many of these companies are engaged in price fixing, which is criminal. They're engaged in bribery in countries like China, but also the United States. They are engaged in scientific fraud, falsely altering results of the studies, so they forward fraudulent science to the FDA to get approval for their drugs. It is a criminal industry, and no sector of it is more criminal than the cancer industry. The cancer industry preys upon people's ignorance and preys upon the nutritional illiteracy that is common across not just the population, but even across doctors and health professionals. And so they absolutely do not want you to see this docuseries called The Truth About Cancer. It's a 9-day docuseries. It starts April 12th. You can watch all the episodes free of charge. Just go to naturalnews.com/cancersummit. CancerSummit. And you can watch it and you can find out why the industry is absolutely terrified by this, why they have to attack it, why they have to censor it, blacklist it. Because if you knew this information, if everybody knew it, the cancer industry would collapse virtually overnight. If people had access to this information, they would not be victims of the cancer industry, and the revenues for the oncology centers would plummet. And those oncology doctors wouldn't be able to keep committing their fraud and running their cons and their shams and their schemes. They wouldn't be able to keep profiting from people's ignorance, because chemotherapy is poison. And it is barbaric to think that poison is medicine that's going to help you heal. It's impossible. It is physically impossible to heal your body with high dose poison that was derived from the mustard gas chemicals of World War I. You got to understand where this stuff comes from. These chemicals were created by, in many cases, by Nazi scientists working on chemical weapons of mass destruction. Those are the molecular grandfathers, if you will, of today's modern chemotherapy agents. If you release them out in the open air, it's considered an act of terror. But they drip them into your body and they call it medicine. It's insane. And the number one side effect is more cancer. And that's why people, even when maybe they have a tumor that shrinks slightly from this because their entire body is being poisoned, but after the treatment, they might be declared to be in remission for a short period of time. But guess what? 6 months, 12 months, 18 months later, cancer comes back. Now it's stronger than ever, and now it's in multiple places, and now your immune system is already shot and compromised because you poisoned yourself with chemotherapy. Oh, but you made that cancer, Dr. Rich, in Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, he made a lot of money off of you because he's a criminal, and his colleagues are criminals, and that's what they do, is they sucker the public. And they make money off of people by lying to them and falsely diagnosing them with cancer so they can sell their chemotherapy drugs to you and then bill your insurance company or bill Medicaid or bill your Obamacare handler, what have you. That's why this documentary, this docuseries, The Truth About Cancer, is the most dangerous collection of films and interviews that have ever been assembled to counter the propaganda of the cancer industry. This documentary is so dangerous to the establishment, the cancer establishment, that I've seen discussions of people saying that they should outlaw freedom of speech about medical issues online because the truth about cancer is reaching too many people. That's right. They want to outlaw freedom of speech online. They want to censor this film. They want to criminalize it. They want to arrest Ty Bollinger and throw him in prison. And frankly, they want to arrest people like me for telling you the truth about how to get healthy, how to prevent disease, how to eat right, how to grow your own food, how to have nutrition that prevents cancer, how to reverse serious disease with natural medicine. They want that criminalized. And if they had their way, they would do it right now, overnight. They would round everybody up and throw them in prison and censor all of these films, not allow anybody to see that vaxxed documentary. They would crush all the books that they don't want to come out. They would have a massive organized government pharma-run book burning. They would burn the books. They would censor the films. They would imprison the people, the naturopaths, the journalists, anybody. It's a full-on, all-out war on the truth about health. And yet, they are failing. They are failing every single day. They are failing because we have entered the realm, the era of, I call it the era of transparency. They can no longer cover up these lies. They can no longer cover up their crimes. They can no longer cover up the truth that they want to keep people sick. They, the medical establishment, are not interested in health. They don't want healthy people. Healthy people mean lost revenues to them. They don't want informed people. They want you to be ignorant, nutritionally illiterate. It's no different than the slave plantation owners back in the old South saying, don't let them people learn how to read. If they learn how to read, we can't control them. Can't keep them as slaves. It's the same kind of thing today, but it's a medical slavery, and it doesn't discriminate based on skin color. They're willing to enslave anybody of any skin color, as long as they can keep getting away with it. It's the new medical pharma plantation where we are all slaves, you and me. And yet, we can choose to be free by educating ourselves outside their system of control. We can choose to be free. Unlike in the old days, the slaves would have to have physically escape and flee and run away and break their chains and escape the bonds and get away and flee to the north where perhaps they could discover freedom. But today, you can find freedom right in front of your computer, on the internet, watching these videos that free your mind from the medical enslavement that the system has put upon you. That medical system wants to profit from your ignorance, wants to keep you medically illiterate, and wants to turn your body into a profit center that they can exploit over and over and over again while you are suffering and dying in many cases from their treatments that they call medicine but are actually made out of poison. That is how evil that system is, and that's also how much power you have in your hands right now to escape that system and discover your own freedom. So, do it. Watch this. Watch this docuseries. Go to naturalnews.com/cancersummit. It'll take you to the page where you can register. You can start watching this on April 12th. And, oh man, your mind is going to be free. You're going to wake up. You're going to discover things. You're going to be shocked. I mean, blown away. You have to pick your jaw up off the floor when you learn what you're going to learn in this docuseries. It's just going to blow your mind. You will never see the cancer industry the same way again. And that is exactly what terrifies the cancer establishment. They have lost control of the narrative because the truth is coming out through projects like this one, the truth about cancer, and websites like mine, naturalnews.com, medicine.news, things like that. So register now at naturalnews.com/cancersummit. You will greatly enjoy this. Your life will never be the same. You owe it to yourself to learn this, expand your options, change your outcomes, and don't be a victim of the for-profit cancer industry. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams. And by the way, in case you're curious, there not a single word of this talk that I just shared with you, not a single word was scripted. Not a single word. I don't even have notes on this. I'm looking at the article I wrote on this and just speaking from my heart, speaking from someone who has watched people die of cancer treatments. And I don't want to see another human being suffer and die from this insidious criminal system of poison medicine. I feel passionate about this. I feel a sense of love for fellow human beings. I don't want to see people die. I don't want to see people suffer. It hurts my soul that this cancer industry continues to victimize people and destroy their lives. And we've got to put a stop to it. This is the best way I know how to do that. So definitely register, check it out, read my website, naturalnews.com. Together, we will expose the truth and we will end this dark ages of medicine known as chemotherapy and oncology in the cancer industry. Thanks for listening. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.